Hi, this is a dictation for Muhammad Amir, Muhammad Amir. Muhammad Amir, the question, chief complaint. Well, Muhammad Amir, date of birth will be 9/18/1986. The date of accident is 4/1/2022. The date of service is 11/16/2022. The patient is here for the chief complaint of severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, right shoulder, and radiation to both the legs posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatome fashion. Pain in the right elbow and poor grip and right thumb problem pain. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to an automobile accident that occurred on 4/1/2022. The patient is able to do a light duty job despite the accident. The patient reported that he was also involved in another motor vehicle or accident in 2019 where he had a different insurance. The case is completely closed and settled, rear-ended, while he was standing on a red light in a car owned by Lyft. There were three passengers. In that accident, bumper was broken, police came, and 1 month later, he was started seeing a doctor, and then MRIs were done, and MRI at Beaumont Hospital, and whole nine yard. Patient went through all the therapy and treatments. History of the current accident. Patient report that on 4/1/2022, he was involved in an automobile accident as follows. The time was around noon. He was a driver of a sedan Honda Accord 2018 as a lone driver at 43 miles an hour and was hit by a sedan 25 miles an hour. He was not restrained at the time of accident. The airbags were deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. And the patient was taken to the ER, Beaumont Hospital, via ambulance. He reports that the accident occurred on Taylor City, on Taylor Road and Bernacchi and Burcho, B-U-R-A-K-E and R-O-C-H-O. According to him, the accident occurred on Eureka, E-U-R-E-K-A, and Rochester. There is a confusion about the street name. Either it is R-O-C-H-O or it could be Rochester. The city is Taylor, and patient report that on he was going on a red light. He was going through a green light to pass the intersection. The other driver from across made a left turn from the opposite side and hit into his car in a T-bone fashion on the passenger side, while he was not able to go through the entire intersection. The other driver made a left turn on a blinking light. The police report was filed. The damage was that front windshield was damaged, passenger side window was cracked, and the car was totaled. But all the people were okay in the other car and his car. In the impact caused the damage to him, the patient reported that during the impact he didn't pass out, and airbag hit his face and his heart. He also hit the headrest and that started the neck pain and whiplash, but he cannot remember everything. And he remembered that he did hit the steering wheel and the headrest. history of presenting illness, patient report that he has a headaches which are mild to moderate, 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are located mostly in the back of the head, off and on, and they're not sensitive to the light or noise, and they are not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. In the symptom of TBI, patient has no symptom of TBI. He denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. He denies any seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disoriented, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, peeing in the bed, number two in the bed, sleepwalking, seizures, nausea, vomiting. He further denies any blurred vision, sparse in the vision, loss of vision field, or erectile dysfunction. Further, the patient reports that he has a sudden anesthesia, especially to the both buttocks, cannot feel them, sleep disturbance, mild anxiety, and denies any weakness, lightheadedness. He does have a numbness, tingling of both the legs posteriorly in as one as the dermatome fashion. No incontinence with urine bowel are reported, and no anxiety, depression, panic is reported. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from severe pain in the neck and the upper back with across to right shoulder mainly, and then it continues through the middle of the spine to upper, middle and lower back, and then involvement of both the sacroiliac joints. The patient also has a pain and weakness of the right arm. Right olecranon is painful. Right thumb is painful. Patient report that he has a shooting pain in the both buttocks and both legs posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatome fashion, and all his toes are numb, cannot walk. These pains are described as shooting sharp, and they are 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing and improved by sitting. He can walk up to 20 minutes, and sitting and standing are okay for only 10-15 minutes. However, he has a poor grip on the right side, and he has a hard time to work. Numbness, tingling are located only on the both buttocks, posterior part of the thigh and the leg, which is constant almost, but the muscle weakness is located only in the area of right arm. No bladder bowel incontinence is recorded. Regarding the past treatment and the investigation, patient report that he has had MRI at Royal Oak Hospital. He has not seen any hand doctor, and he has seen Dr. Abraham Bachu as his physician for last 6 months. In the past treatment, patient has used physical therapy and Dearborn from 18 May to November 4, continuously 3 times per week. And he went to ER in the Dearborn, Bowman Hospital, where X-ray, CT scan were all okay. He has seen chiropractor 3 to 4 visits, 3 visits a week for 4 months, almost 20 to 30 times for sure. And he has done neuropsych evaluation by Dr. Naida Humming. He has seen Dr. Bachu, and he has got medications every month. And MRI of the cervical and lumbar spine has been done. And he would like to see a neurologist. He has done massage. No injections have been done. He has not seen any surgeon. In the system review, patient reports in heart disease, patient has a high blood pressure. And in the GI, patient has a gallbladder problem. In the endocrine disease, patient has a type 2 diabetes. In the neurological disorder, back and neck pain or injury. Our surgical history positive for gallbladder surgery, cholecystectomy at Bowman Hospital, Henry Ford Hospital. Allergies none. The patient reports her mom is alive and suffers from diabetes. He did not disclose about his parents and siblings. Relationship status, patient is married. Employment status, patient is working full-time light duty, self-employed. Disability, none. Legal history, patient has her own attorney. And his name is, we do not have. Oh, sorry. It is O'Neill MacLeod, M-A-K-L-E-D. Hall and MacLeod, PC, who is representing his case. Personal history, no. Person doesn't drink alcohol, smoke, or drink, or use any recreational drugs. And the patient has sleep and mood problem, denies any homicidal thought, suicidal thought, or anxiety, self-worth, concentration problem, or even depression problem. Regarding the ADL, patient suffers from the following issues. ADL, they are running is affected 10. Among ADL, rest of the ADLs are not affected. Thank you.